Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamed Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Shlomi Steinman, L'zchus Refuah Shleima for Avram Halevi Ben Geula. He should have Refuah Shleima B'karov, and we thank Shlomi very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on daf Lamed Aleph and Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Today's daf almost entirely is about Truma. What if a person eats chametz? That's Truma. A person who's not a Kohen eats chametz, that is Truma. So how much does a non-Kohen have to pay if he eats chametz? That is Truma. And the Mishnah is going to say, well, it depends. Did he do it b'shogeg or did he do it b'mezid? The Gemara is then going to raise the question whether payment for Truma in general is calculated based on the volume of how much you ate, or is it based on the value of what you ate? Meaning, what if you're paying back with a different min than what you ate? Do you pay back the value of what it was, or do you pay back the volume of the amount of truma that you ate? The Gemara is going to try two proofs to resolve the issue, one of which is from our Mishnah, and then say that it's a machlokas tanaim. And then in Amud Beis, we're going to discuss pretty much the entire Amud Beis, how much truma a non-kohen has to eat in order to be chayiv to pay keren and chomesh. Is there a minimum shear that is mechayev a person to pay the keren plus the chomesh when it comes to eating truma, and whether those payments are ever split from each other, the keren and the chomesh are ever split from each other. So let's see. It's all about truma today's daf. So the Mishnah starts on the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis. Ha'ochel trumas chametz bePesach. If a person eats, a non-kohen eats trumas chametz on Pesach, b'shogeg mishalim keren v'chomesh. If he did it b'shogeg, he pays keren v'chomesh, pays the value, plus an extra 25%. Chomesh is a chomesh milavar, so it's an extra 25%. B'mezid, pater mitashlum and midmei etzim. But if he did it b'mezid, so he does not have to pay anything, nor even the dmei etzim. He doesn't have to pay the value of the chomesh itself. Even its value as firewood, he doesn't have to pay. Rashi explains the last line and a half. Because when it comes to the payment of a chomesh, the Torah specifically says you're only chayiv that chomesh if you did it b'shogeg. But if you do it b'mezid, then you're just stam a gazlan, a mishalim mos, l'fi damim. So then you pay what it's actually worth. There is no keren v'chomesh, you pay just what it's worth. L'fi damim v'lo l'fi amida. Based on what it's worth, not based on how much it was, not based on the volume. V'chametz b'pesach lav bar damim. So how much is chametz b'pesach worth? Nothing. The aser b'ana, because you're not allowed to use it for anything. It's aser b'ana. V'afla hezek lav v'chazi v'lav midi afsadei. You couldn't even use it for firewood, and therefore you didn't really cost the person anything. Rashi's taking, the Gemara's going to have two ways of understanding the Mishnah and the difference between shogeg and mezid. Rashi's taking a stand. He's going with one of the ways that the Gemara's going to have. The Gemara's two ways of understanding the Mishnah is first, like Rashi says, the chametz b'pesach is aser b'ana, and therefore it's not worth anything. So if someone steals it, he's putter for paying because he didn't steal anything of value. So that's why if a person eats trumas chametz b'mezid, he's tamagazlan. B'mezid is just an issue of regular stealing. So you're putter from any payment. Why when you eat a b'shogeg do you have to pay the keren b'chomesh? Because the chiyuv tashlumin on eating truma b'shogeg is not a chiyuv midin gazlan. It's not a regular chiyuv mamon. That a normal gazlan would pay. It's stama kapara that a person has for eating truma b'shogeg. So that you're still gonna have to pay. That's one way of understanding our Mishnah. The other way of understanding our Mishnah is that our Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Remember, we had a whole discussion. Chametz shavar lava pesach. Is it asr midaraisa, mutar midaraisa? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says avar lava pesach. Even chametz on pesach is mutar b'ana. You're allowed to get ana from chametz on pesach. So if you hold chametz on pesach is mutar b'ana, so then it always has value. So if you eat chametz trumas chametz b'mezid, and you know that it's truma, the reason you're putter is not because you didn't steal anything of value. You did steal something of value. The reason you're putter is because you're already chayiv misa for eating the truma b'mezid. And when a person is chayiv misa, kam le b'drav mine, he's going to be putter minatashlumin. That's the second way of understanding our Mishnah. So Rashi's fine. Rashi goes with one of the two ways that the Gemara has of understanding our Mishnah. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos says that b'mezid means that you were mezid on the isur chametz, meaning the word mezid over here in the Mishnah has to be more clearly defined. What does it mean, mezid? You did two averus. You're non-kohen, you ate truma, plus it was chametz and it was Pesach. So what were you mezid about? Were you mezid about the chametz part, or were you mezid about the truma part? So the Rambam assumes that mezid is on the chametz part. And the reason you're potter is because you're chayiv malkus for eating the chametz, kololoka in a mishalim. Once you're chayiv malkus, you're going to be potter from any payment. But b'shogeg, you're not going to be chayiv malkus, so mainly you're going to be chayiv in tashlumin. So Rabbi Kiva Eger raises the question on the Rambam, and the Tos Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Mishnah is that the Rambam is it's a derech mechudashas in understanding the Mishnah. It's not like either of the two ways that the Gemara has. The Gemara's options were either we're assuming like the Chamim, that Chamis Pesach Zasarbana, it's worth nothing, and the whole chiluk between Shogeg and Mezid is that Shogeg, you're Meshalim Lefi Mida, B'Mezid, you're Meshalim Lefi Damim, B'Mezid, you're a Ganav, so you pay the value, B'Shogeg, you're not a Ganav, it's just a Kapara, so you pay the volume. And the other way was like Rabbi Yosei Glili, the Chamis Pesach Zmutabana, and we're assuming that Chiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim patters you from the payment. And the chiluk between Shogeg and Mezid is by Mezid, you're Chayiv Misa, and that's why you part from Tashlum B'Shogeg and Achayiv Misa. But the Rambam says, sort of like the second way in the Gemara, that Mezid your potter because of Kamle B'Drav Minei, but not for the same Kamle B'Drav Minei. Meaning the Gemara says the Kamle B'Drav Minei is Yechayv Misa, therefore you potter from the payment. The Rambam says, no, it's the Chiv Malkus, therefore you potter from the payment. So that's a serious problem. Why the Rambam invents a way of understanding this. The truth is, once you have the Rambam's way of understanding it, you could actually flip the question around and say, why didn't the Gemara say that? Meaning, you are Chayv Malkus, if you eat Chametz, if you're Mezid on Chametz. So the Gemara should have said that Kamle B'Drav Minei, and that everyone agrees to. Instead, what does the Gemara say? No, it's a Kamle B'Drav Minei that because you're Chayv a Misa B'Dei Shemayim, you're going to be potter from payment. Well, that's a das yachid in Tanayim, that a misa b'dei shemayim is going to, that you could use kamle b'drav minei and a misa b'dei shemayim. Normally, we assume it only works for onshim in Beis Din. So the Rambam L'chor is better. He has a malkus to use for kamle b'drav minei. Once you have malkus, you can be patur minat hashlumin. So why didn't the Gemara say like that? So Pashas, the Gemara did not say like that, is because the Mishnah says that any time you eat it b'mezid, you're going to be patur from the tashlumin. What if you ate it b'mezid without any hasra'ah? You never got hasra'ah. So then you're not going to be Chayiv Malkus. And still the Mishnah says you're part of Minat HaShlumin. So the Rambam's also making a new Kimta. He's assuming that when the Mishnah says you ate it B'mezid, it doesn't just mean you ate it B'mezid, it means you ate it B'mezid Ube Hasra'ah, that a person ate it B'mezid and he had Hasra'ah. So the Gemara clearly didn't want to make that Ukimta and would rather say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. Again, we'll see all that in the Gemara, those two drachim of understanding the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah, Ha'ochel Truma B'Shogeg Mishalim Karen V'Chomesh. If a person eats Truma B'Shogeg, so he has to pay back the value of the Truma plus an additional Chomesh. Echad Ha'ochel Ve'echad Shosa, whether he ate the truma or he drank the truma, ve'echad asach, or whether he used it as an oil to anoint his skin, echad truma tamea, ve'echad truma tahora, and it doesn't make a difference whether it was truma tamea or truma tahora, mishalim chomesh, you pay back the extra chomesh, and not only that, v'chumsha d'chumsha, you'll pay back an extra chomesh of the chomesh, which Rashi explains means that whatever payment you're making itself becomes truma. So if you are ochel b'shogeg, your payment, then you have to pay let's say your ochel b'shogeg, your chomesh payment, then you have to pay a chomesh of that chomesh. You have to pay the chomesh back plus an additional chomesh of that chomesh. Ibailu, kishu mishalim lefi midah mishalim lefi dam mishalim. But here's our shaila. When you do you pay back based on the volume of what you ate or based on the value of what you ate? If the value of what you ate went down since the time that you ate it, that at the time you ate it, it was worth $4. Now it's only worth $1. So that's not a discussion. Everyone would agree, you definitely have to pay at least $4 worth, because that's at the time that you ate it, it was worth $4. Delo garami gazlan. You shouldn't be in a better position than a gazlan. The halach is, the Tanan, the Mishnah says, gazlanin mishalman kishasa gazela, that when someone steals something, he always pays kishasa gazela. So certainly you should at least pay kishasa gazela. Kiti Bailach, our whole shaila of whether you pay the value or whether you pay the volume is Dmei Kara Shavya Zuza Ulubisov Shavya Arba'a. What if originally it was worth less and now it's worth more? So Mai, Lifi Mida Mishalim Damle Garyava Achal Garyava Mishalim, do we say, well, you got to pay back the amount that you ate, and therefore, even though you're paying back more value than what you ate, but it's the amount that you ate, so you got to pay it back. Or maybe we say, no, how much money did you cost Truma at the time? Did you take away from Truma at the time? It was X amount of money. That amount of money is what you give back. That is the Shaila. So one is enticed to say that the Suffolk of the Gemara is, what is this payment of Truma? Is it a payment for stealing from Shevet Kuhuna, a chi of Mammon, or is it a din bifnei atzma, a special din, that there's a kapara that one gets by paying back for Truma, but it's not a din Mammon? So that one could have said that is the Nekudas Hasafik over here. That is the issue at hand. However, the Brisker Rav writes in his letters in the back of the Sefer that is not the issue over here. He says, for sure, when it comes to paying back Truma, it's not a din in dinei mamonos that you stole from Shevet Kuhuna and you're therefore paying it back. Even lefi the tzad, that lefi damim mishalim, that you pay back the value, the ikr chiyuv is this chiyuv mechudash that someone who eats truma has to make a payment. It's part of his kapara process, it's part of his onesh, but it's not a chiyuv mamon. He says the raya is that let's say a person eats his own truma, a non-kohen eats his own truma. How does a non-kohen have truma? His maternal grandfather was a kohen, and his maternal grandfather died, he's the Yoresh, he yarshins all this truma. So Medine Mamanis, he's the one that owns this truma. He has no chiv to give it to a kohen for free. He can sell it. Right? He owns this truma, Medine Mamanis, he yarshin from his grandfather. And he eats that truma. The halacha is he has to pay Karen V'chomesh. So clearly the din of Karen V'chomesh is not a din in Dine Mamanis. By Dine Mamanis, a person never has to pay himself. It's not shaykh that you would have to be mafresh. You actually have to set aside the Karen V'chomesh and then pay it to yourself. So the suffix of the Gemara by this truma is this din mechudeshes that you pay truma. What is how do we measure that din? Is it based on lefi damim or is it based on lefi the volume of what you ate? But it's certainly not an issue of regular dini mamnas. So the Gemara again is going to have two rayas, which way we go on this, and the second raya is going to be from a mishnah, and then we're going to suggest it's a machlokas tanaim. So Amar Rav Yosef, raya number one, Toshma. Achol grogros v'shilim lo tamarim tavol of bracha. If a guy ate a grogros, he ate a fig, and he paid back with dates, so what a wonderful thing that he did. So iyan pishlam lofi midem mishalim. So if you're paying back the same volume of what you ate, samtelach tavol of brachas. I understand why we're showering him with brachas, because da'achol garyavad the grogros d'shavi azuza, v'kayav garyavad the tamarim d'shavi arba. He ate a certain volume of figs, which is worth less, it's worth azuz, and he's paying back that same volume, which has a different value of dates. So wonderful, he's such a good guy. Eliyam lefidam mishalim, but if you hold that you always pay back the same value, amay tavol of bracha, bezuzah achol bezuzah kamishalim. Why are we giving him bracha? He ate azuz, he paid back azuz, so he paid back with a different min. Who cares what min he paid back? He's not giving anything extra beyond what he ate. So that seems to be a raya that you pay back based on the volume, not based on the value. So Amar Abaye says, no, it's not a raya. Liolam lufi damim mishalim. Really, you always pay back based on the value. V'amay tavol of bracha. Why are we showering this guy with brachos? Da'achol midi de lo kavitzal izvine, v'kam mishalim midi de kavitzal izvine. He ate something that was much less marketable and gave back something that was much more marketable, much easier to sell. So that's why we're giving him brachos, even though it's worth the same amount of money. But some things, you know, if it's something that's much easier to sell, it's much less of a hassle, and Shevet Kuhuna appreciates having something that's easier to sell. Good. So Tznan, next raya, our mishnah. Ha'ochel trumas chametz bePesach. A person eats trumas chametz on Pesach. B'shogeg mishalim keren v'chomesh. If he did so b'shogeg, he pays the keren v'chomesh. So yarm bishlam lefi midah mishalim shapir. So if you're paying back the volume of what you ate, understand very well how it's going to be that you're going to pay back a keren v'chomesh of chametz that you ate, because you know, just measure how much it was you ate, and you pay back keren v'chomesh. Eliyamrit lefi damim mishalim. But if you're paying back the value of what you 28 plus the chomesh. Chametz bePesach bar damimu. Chametz bePesach doesn't have any value. It's aser ba'anah, so it has no value. So how do you ever have a payment of a keren v'chomesh? Seems like a very strong raya that you pay back based on the volume of what you ate, not based on the value of what you ate. Says Gemara in Hamani Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi, Chametz bePesach does have value, because we're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Damar Chametz bePesach, Mutar Ba'ana, who holds a Chametz bePesach, is Taka, Mutar Ba'ana. So the fact that there is a sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we could always attribute our Mishnah to that Shita, and that's why there's a Keren V'Chomesh, because Chametz bePesach is Taka, Mutar Ba'ana. So fact the Gemara, well, wait a second, Ihachi, if it's really assumed like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ema Seifa B'Mezid Patamen Atashlumen Midmei. The Sefer goes on saying that if you ate the chametz b'mezid on Pesach, the chumas chametz b'mezid on Pesach, you're pater from the tashlumen and even from d'mei etzim. But if Rabbi Yosef Glili, am I pater from the tashlumen d'mei etzim? According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, why should you be pater? It just has value, so you should have to pay back that value. So no, why are you pater? Savla, Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana. He assumes that Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana. Titania, Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana, Ya'osas, Yom Kippurim Keshabbos, L'tashlumen. Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana holds that even when a chi of Misa is a chi of Misa bidei Shemayim, or a chi of Kares, even that would pater you from having to pay. So when you ate Chametz bePesach, b'mezid, Chumas Chametz bePesach b'mezid, you're chayiv Misa. That's why you're pater min tashlum, not because what you ate doesn't have any value, but simply because you're already chayiv Misa for the payment. So Rabbi Nachum ben Kana holds someone who's chayiv Kares is pater min tashlum. So who adin? Someone who's chayiv Misa b'dei Shemayim, like someone who eats Truma b'mezid, is pater min tashlum. Rashi understands that what the Gemara is saying over here is that when a person eats Chumas Chametz b'mezid, what was he mezid about? Not like the Rambam said that he was mezid about the chametz. He was mezid about the truma. And the halacha is, if you eat truma, if a zar eats truma b'mezid, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So that misa b'dei shemayim is going to pater him from any payment. So Frekt Rashi, wait a second. Then why did it even have to be chametz? Let the Mishnah just say that he ate truma. A zar eats truma b'mezid, so he's pater. What does chametz have to do with anything? He's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for the truma. Mele, he's pater from the tashlumen. So Rashi says, yeah, it could have told us this din in about the mazid part of our Mishnah. It didn't have to be chametz because you're patur min tashlumen anyway because of the misa b'dei shemayim. Why is the Mishnah talking about chametz? Well, it's a Mishnah in Pesachim, but why is this Mishnah in Pesachim? Why does it have to talk about chametz? To tell me about the case of where you're shogeg b'shteim, you were shogeg on the chametz, you were shogeg on the truma, that you're still going to have to pay because chametz does have value. Meaning, he wanted to tell me, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita, that chametz does have value. So when there's not going to be a misa, not for the chametz and not for the truma, you're still going to have to pay the value of the chametz that you ate. But he says that's what the mezid means. Mezid means on the truma. Mezid does not mean on the chametz itself. Good, that's what Rashi has to say. Now there is a discussion in the poskim that they bring a raya from our Gemara for. We've discussed in the past. What if a person is not in the same place or the same time zone that his chametz is mentioned on Erev Pesach? Rabbi Sevkimis asked me the shayla. He got a call from someone who was in Eretz Yisrael that they had forgotten to sell their chametz and was ready past Chatzos Hayom in Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted to make him a shliach to sell their chametz, which was in Chutz La'aretz. So we've mentioned this in the past. The Kashuk Lover as a tshuva on this topic. One of the rayas that they bring is that the Onig Yontif in tshuva in Siman Lamed Vav brings a raya from our sugya that you always go with the place where the chametz is. Why? Because the Gemara has a suffix. When you mishalim truma l'kohen, do you pay l'fi damim? Right? Do you pay the value or do you pay l'fi mita? That was our whole sugya. So we wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah that someone eats trumas chametz b'pesach b'shogeg pays karen v'chomesh. Aye, but it has no value. It's aser b'anah. So we said, oh, the Mishnah must be assuming that Rabbi Yosef Glili that chametz b'pesach has a hetrana. Asks the Onig Yontif, why do you have to be so dochak and say that our Mishnah is going like the Das Yachid of Rabbi Yosef Glili? There's another Eitzah. There's another way to say Chametz Pesach would be Asur Bana, and still you're paying back Lefi the value that it has value. How so? He says, why do you have to say it has no value? Why don't you just say, we're talking about Chametz, if you assume that the Chametz goes based on where the Bailim is and not based on where the Chametz is, the Mishnah could be talking about a person who ate Trumas Chametz on Shvi Shal Pesach at the end of the day, and the Bailim is in a place where the day is already over, where Pesach is already over, and therefore that chametz has value to the Bailim, because he can sell it wherever he is and use it wherever he is, where the Bailim is. So since he was mevatalit and he was not able to be mevarit because he was very far away, so it doesn't become asr mishum chametz shofar lav pesach. There's no knas of chametz shofar lav pesach. So the Gemara could have just said that he's in a different time zone than his chametz is. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that and instead says that our mishum must be going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that chametz pesach is mutzbanah, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it must be that according to the Chamim, there's no possible in Shum Panabof, and there's no possible way that the Chametz has value to the guy on Pesach. So you see that by Chametz, you go bust to the Makom of the Chametz, where the Chametz is. And since in the Makom of the Chametz, it's still the Zman Isser, so it has no value. Therefore, the only way to say is to say like Rabbi Yosef Glili. So that's the Raya that the Yonah Gantav has. And it must be that you go where the Chametz is, and you not go where the Bailim is. So that is not agreed upon by all Achronim. The Chesed Avram says it's a davar pashut that you go bust to the Bailim of the Chametz because it's his Isser. So of course you can go with the Bailim. It's his Isser to own the Chametz. Of course you can go with the Bailim. Rav Moshe has a compromise approach. Rav Moshe or Chaim Chilul Dalet Zim Sadi Dalet says, well, which Isser are you talking about? If you're talking about he says it could be there's no machlokas over here. There's Nisra Hana'a from Chametz and Nisra Bali Rabbi Yamatze. So he says those who say that you go, he says that you go with the makom of the chametz will hold that we're talking about the iser hana'a of the chametz. If the chametz ba'atzmuso is aser ba'ana'a, that's a din in the cheftza, and therefore that's going to go basa where the chametz is. Those who say that you go with the makom of the bailim, they're talking about the iser ba'yirai ba'yimatze. That's the iser on the bailim themselves, that the bailim is not allowed to have monetary ownership. That's not a din in the cheftza of the chametz. So for that, you'd go basa the bailim. And again, all the achronim, even adayom, they still debate this issue. What is the ikar adin and what is just but everyone agrees we're machmir in both directions. That if a person is going away for Pesach to a different time zone, and this is what all Rabbanim do, we make the mechira in such a way where we're machmir in all directions. That he's going to sell his chametz before the earlier zman iser, and he's going to buy it back after the later possible zman. So that's what we always do. We're always machmir about that. Okay, so now the Gemara says third possibility. We had two rayas as to whether we go lefi damim or lefi mamon. Now the Gemara says maybe it's machlokas tanaim. Kitanai ha'ochel trumas chametz bePesach patur min tesumin meyetzim divrei Rabbi Akiva. Person eats trumas chametz on Pesach, he's patur from paying and he's patur for the meyetzim. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri mechayev. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says he's chayev. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So Rabbi Akiva says Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, v'chi ma hana yesh laba. What sort of hana does he have in it? Meaning it has no value. Amalo Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says Rabbi Akiva, uma hana yesh lochel truma tameya b'shar kol yimos hashana shemeshalim. Well, truma tameya, when you eat truma tameya, you have to pay back, but that also has no value to the bailim. He can't do anything with truma tameya. Amalo lo, marta b'truma tameya b'shar yimos hashana shalf b'shein lo ba heter achila yesh. He says, no, this is very different than Truma Temeya. Truma Temeya, you're not allowed to eat. The Kohen is not allowed to eat the rest of the year, but he's allowed to use it as firewood. So when you take the Kohen's Truma Temeya and eat it, you're taking something of value from him. But Chametz B'Pesach, you're not allowed to do anything with it. You're not allowed to get any anah from it. So what did you take from him of value? Halamaz Domi, you know what this is more like? L'Trumas Tutim V'Anavim Shenitma. It's like Truma Temeya of something that you can't use for a fire. It's berries, which aren't very good to use for firewood. There's nothing you can do with them. You can't eat them and you can't use them for firewood. This discussion is if a person is mafresh truma, then it becomes chametz. But if you're mafresh truma on Pesach, and it's already chametz at the time that you're being mafresh the truma, well then it doesn't become truma in the first place. Chametz can't become truma. Truma can become chametz because it just rises, that's a physical reality. But the chalos kedushas truma doesn't happen on chametz. That's one braisa. Tanya Idach, another braisa, v'nasan l'koyin es hakodesh, Davar Aroy Lios Kodesh, Prat Lochel Trumas Chametz Bepesach, Shapat Menat Shulman. When you pay back the Kohen for eating the Truma, it has to be something that's Ra'ui to be Kodesh, as opposed to Chametz on Pesach, which is Pater Menat Shulman. If you eat Trumas Chametz on Pesach, you Pater Menat Shulman, and they ate some different Rablazer Ben Yaakov. That's Rablazer Ben Yaakov Shita. Rablazer Chasma Mechayev, and Rablazer Chasma holds that you are Chayev to pay it back. So a similar conversation, except we're going to see that while Rablazer Ben Yaakov does line up with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in the last brisa, Rabbi Elazar Chasma is not going to line up with the Rabbanan with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the last brisa. So Rabbi Elazar Chasma says Yechayv. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar Chasma v'chima hanoi yesh l'ba. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says Rabbi Elazar Chasma, what do you mean Yechayv? It's asr ba'hanoi. It has no value. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov v'chima hanoi yesh l'ba chol truma tamei b'shari mos hashanah shem shalim. The same time back. Well, when you eat truma tamei the whole rest of the year, what value does it have? It's not worth anything. The guy can't do anything with it. Again, familiar argument. He says, what are you talking about? Truma the rest of the year, even when it's tameh, granted the kohen's not allowed to eat it, it still has value to the kohen. You could use it as firewood. Tomer bezu shein lo balo hetrachil v'lo hetrasaka. Chametz on Pesach has no value whatsoever to him. It's not good thing. You can't eat it and you can't use it as firewood. Amar lo, af bazu yesh lo ba hetrasaka. Here's where Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma says different. He says, what are you talking about? Chametz and Pesach here allowed to use as firewood. Shem ratzah koin meritzlof nekalbo, omasika tachas tavshilo. You're allowed to give it to your dog. You could use it as firewood. Sure, whatever you want. I mean, what does Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma hold? The chametz and Pesach is mutabana. He holds like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. But you want to give it to your dog, that's fine. You want to use it as firewood. So Amar Abaye, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So when all the dust settles, we have these two brises. So what are the brises telling us? That there are essentially three shitos in Tanaim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Kulu Sviru Lu Chametz Pesach Aser Ba'ana. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri all hold Chametz Pesach Aser Ba'ana, like we normally assume, not like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Ubaha pligi, but what are they arguing about? Rabbi Kiva suffer lefi damim mishaleim. Rabbi Kiva holds you pay back based on the value of what you ate, and therefore there is no value to chametz bePesach, so you can't pay anything back. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri savar lefi midah mishalim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri will say, no, when you eat chametz bePesach, you eat trumas chametz bePesach, you do pay back because you pay back based on volume, not based on value. So granted, he agrees it has no value. Only Rabbi Elazar Chasma holds it has value. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees it has no value, but you still got to pay back based on the volume of what you ate. So you see, it's a machlokas tanaim. It's clear that it's a machlokas tanaim. So says Gemara Pshita, you're right. It's so clear that it's obvious. Why would you even need to point that out? It's clear that that's what they're arguing about, whether you pay lefi dam or whether you pay lefi mida. So says Gemara, mal detem Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri namik Rabbi Kiva svirulei dam lefi dam mishalem. I might have thought that even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that you pay back based on the value of the chametz and not the volume of the chametz. Why should you pay anything then? V'hasam ha'in v'taim d'kam v'chayiv v'shum d'savar l'k Rabbi Yossi Haglili d'amar chametz b'pesach mutabana. I might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri really holds like Rabbi Elazar Chasma, like Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that there is no isra'na of chametz on Pesach, and that's why you're paying back. Kamash Malan. That's why he's coming to tell me no, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that chametz Pesach is asr bana. Why are you paying back then? Because you pay based on the volume of what you ate, not based on the value of what you ate. So there are three different shitos. There's the shita of Rabbi Elazar Chasma, who holds that Rabbi Yossi Haglili, chametz Pesach simply has value, and that's why you pay back. There's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that it has no value, and that's why you don't pay it back. And then there's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that it has no value, but you still pay it back because you pay back based on the volume of what you ate, not based on the value of what you ate. So says Mar, but Vema Achinami, maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Taka does hold like Rabbi Elazar Chasma and Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Maybe the reason he holds that you pay back is because he thinks chametz is taka mutar bana. Says Mar, no, im kein nahadule Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri le Rabbi Akiva ki hech ne mahadule Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But then the conversation should have gone the same in both prices. Meaning, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held the same way as Rabbi Elazar Chasma, then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's final response to Rabbi Akiva should have been the same as Rabbi Elazar Chasma's final response to Blazman Yaakov? What was Rabbi Elazar Chasma's final response to Blazman Yaakov? You know why I hold you pay? Because the Imratza Kohen Maritzel Vnei Kalbo, Masika Takas Tavshilo. Let him do whatever he wants with it. He can give it to his dog. He can. But Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri never said that, because Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds that you're not allowed to do those things with Chametz on Pesach. Now, there is a discussion in the Achronim, how one accomplishes the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Minchas Chinuch raises a very important suffix, one of the Yisodistika issues of Maseches Pesachim. Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah test, says the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of destroying Chametz, is the din, can the din of Tashbisu be fulfilled b'shevi al ta'aseh, that the Chametz be mushfas mirushuso, that if a person just doesn't have Chametz in his shus, let's say a person just manages to finish all of his Chametz weeks before Pesach, and he just doesn't buy it anymore. Is he mekayim the mitzvah of tashvisu, of destroying chametz? Is it that when the zman isra comes, chametz needs to be mushfas mirushuso, and then he fulfills the mitzvah of tashvisu? Or maybe no. Maybe if a person doesn't have any chametz in Erev Pesach, he should buy chametz and burn it. Because the mitzvah of tashbisu is that you need to actively go ahead and burn the chametz. That's the subject of the Minchas Chinuch. So based on the second side, that maybe that there's an active mitzvah to burn it, Rav Sternbach in Moedim Uzmanim raises the following issue. He says, if you say that there's an active mitzvah to burn it, so how does it work very often? In a lot of communities, what they'll do is everyone will bring their chametz, they'll throw it in a big pile. So all everyone did is they put it in a big pile. Two dozen people put all their chametz in one big pile, and then one guy comes and lights the pile on fire, lights the fire. How many people did the mitzvah of tashbisu then? So l'chora, only one guy did the mitzvah of tashbisu. There's only one person that actively destroyed his chametz. Everyone else just put it there, and then it happened on its own. It happened without anyone doing anything directly. So Shumach isn't sure. If you said that the second side of the Minchas Chinuch is one mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu in this way. He makes a shliach to burn it. So you say, okay, that maybe becomes, but then you'd have to do dinei shlichus. You'd have to actually appoint him as your shliach. So that's the suffix. Rav Shmuel's not sure. Are you mekayim the mitzvah just by putting it in a place where you know that it's now going to be burnt, but you're not actively burning it? So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the side of the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu when you send a guy to burn your chametz, because there's no shlichus lenachri. So he said, yeah, you would need actual dine shlichus. But let's say a guy would not be. It's like the bir atzmo. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. The fact that it's being burnt, you have to do an act of burning. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, because of that, wonders about the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that you can do the mitzvah of tashbisu on yontif by having a guy burn your chametz for you. So he says, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it doesn't make sense. A guy can't do it for you. It's just being burnt then. You're not actually doing the burning. So one of the rayas that the Achronim bring against Rabbi Kiva Eger, that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu, is our Gemara. If you hold the chametz Pesach is mutar b'anos. So what was the example of trumas chametz b'Pesach? According to Rabbi Elazar Chasma, holds a Rabbi Yosef Glila that's mutar b'anos. He said meritzel lefnei kalbo. Now, when you meritzel lefnei kalbo, you're not doing any mitzvah b'yadayim. You're just putting the chametz in front of the dog, and the dog is going to destroy it. He's going to be mashed min ha'olam. That's only grama b'alma. You're just putting it in a place, and the dog is certainly not your shliach. So you see, al yidei grama, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. When you meritzel lefnei kalbo, just putting it in front of the dog, you're already mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. There's a further discussion in the Achron, the Sefer Cheker Halacha. Do you have to do bir chametz with your right hand, dafka? Why would you have to do it with your right hand? It's a strange thing, no? That it's got to go in that. There's a sefer, I think there are a couple of svarim for lefties, all the halachos of lefties. So you really have to do some research to find all of the discussions about lefties. One of the discussions, why would you have to do this? Beis Yosef in our Chaim Sunan Beis says that any mitzvah that is similar to the lamatas malachos of Shabbos, you have to do biyamin. You have to do it with the right hand. So havara is one of the lamatas malachos. So maybe the mitzvah of bir chametz has to be done dafka with the right hand. Obviously, that whole discussion only works if you assume that you have to do the bir chametz. If you assume that you could even put it in a position where the bir chametz will happen on its own, I mean, that whole discussion is only according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you assume not like Rabbi Kiva Eger, then there's nothing to talk about whether you have to do it with your right hand or not. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan. So we have a brisa. Ha'ochel kazayis trumah mishalim karim v'chamesh. How much in general? Now, forget about chametz. Stam, a person eats truma. A guy who's not a Kohen eats truma. How much does he have to eat in order to be chayiv to pay the keren plus the chomesh? So the Braisa says, Tanakama holds kezayis. If he eats a kezayis of truma, he pays keren v'chomesh. Abishol omer, achye bo shavu pruta. Abishol says, no, not a kezayis, shavu pruta of chametz to be chayiv keren of truma to be chayiv keren v'chomesh. My time in Tanakama, why does the Tanakama say that it's dafka a kezayis? Amakra v'ish kiyochal kodesh pishkaga v'achila b'kezayis, because it says the lashon of achila, so achila is always kezayis. V'abishol my time. Why does Abishol think that it's a din in shavu pruta, not a din in kezayis? Amakra v'nasan v'einasina pachas mishavu pruta, because the pasuk says v'nasan, and v'nasan always means shavu pruta. Tos says, is that true? Does v'nasan always mean a shavu pruta? Fractosos, the halacha is by truma. When you give truma to the kohen, forget about eating truma for a second. When you give truma to the kohen, how much truma do you have to give? So we know meiser, you need to give 10%. That's why it's called meiser. How much truma do you have to give? So truma chita achas poteras is kol akri. You could have the largest silo of chametz in the world, of truma in the world, of tevel in the world, and give just one single chita. So they're apparently, and what's the mitzvah of truma? It's a mitzvah of nesina, of a nas and titein lo, that by truma. So there's a mitzvah of nesina, and we see that it's less than a shav pruta. Who told you nesina has to be a shav pruta? Another example, he says kinyan chalipin. We also learn from a pasuk that says of a lashon nesina, of a nas on the rei ehu, and yet kinyan chalipin, the kli doesn't have to be worth anything. It doesn't have to be worth a shav pruta. It's worth less than a shav pruta. By get, what does the pasuk say? V'nasan biyada. By get. A get that's written on Yisrei Anah that's worth nothing, it's still kosher. The get does not have to be written on something that has any value. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. How can the Gemara just assume Nesina means Shavu Pruta? We have these three places in Shas where Nesina does not mean Shavu Pruta. So Tosfos says that it's Dafka over here, that it's got to be a Shavu Pruta, because the Nesina is talking about the payment. When we're talking about a Nesina being a payment, the payment has to be a Shavu Pruta. So Nasan has to be a Nesina Chashuva. But by all these other things, where the Nesina is not a payment per se, it doesn't need to be a shavu pruta, it just needs to be a nesina chashuva. Meaning, when you're giving a get, is it chashuv? Yeah, because it's severing the marriage. So it's a davar chashuv whether it has any value. The value of the get is not the paper. The value of the get is what it accomplishes. So it's a nesina chashuva whether there's value or not. But when the whole nesina is that you're paying something, that you're giving something of value to somebody, then it's got to be, then nesina has to be a shavu pruta. So this is a discussion in the Achronim. What about the mitzvah of nesina tzedakah? What if a person gives less than a pruta of a tzedakah? Is that at all a kiyama mitzvah of giving tzedakah? Because again, it says a lashon of nesina. So that's a discussion in all the achronim. The Torah Lishma says that yesh ladin in the mitzvah of tzedakah, whether you give a paks mishav pruta, and his maskana is that you are mekayim in the mitzvah of paks mishav pruta with paks mishav pruta. It's not abundantly clear why, though. According to Tosfos Lachora, you should not, right? That it has to be a nesina chashuva. So based on the nesina chashuva, Lachora should not fit the bill. It could be the mitzvah of tzedakah. There are two, not just could be, it is. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh. There's a mitzvah of nesina tzedakah, and there's lo saseh losucha losadim, that you're not allowed to hide, that you're not allowed to turn away from giving tzedakah. So the lo saseh, the of being misalim in a tzedakah, that luchora you're not misalim when you give even pachas mishav pruta. But the mitzvah saseh, maybe one is only mekayim if he gives an actual shav pruta. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Now v'idoch nami yoksiv Yochel, but what are you going to do with the Lashon of Achila? If you say that it only needs to be a Shavu Pruta, it doesn't need to be a Kezayis. What do you do with the Lashon of Achila? Hahu prat l'mazik l'dasa. Now that just comes to tell me, as opposed to a mazik, that meaning, if let's say instead of eating the chametz, you just destroyed, instead of eating the truma rather, you just destroy the truma, well then there's no din of Keren v'chomesh. So that's all it's teaching me. The Tanakhan said that only when you destroy it through eating it, do you pay the Keren v'chomesh. The Tanakama Tanakama Haksiv Nasan, the Tanakama who holds that it's all a din in Kizayis, what's he going to do with the word Vinasan? Doesn't Vinasan imply a Pruta? He uses Vinasan to teach me that has to be something that's Ra'ui to be Kodesh. But it's not teaching me how much it has to actually be worth. Tanrabanan, Ha'ochel Truma Pachas Mikizayis Mishalim Mesakarin Venim Mishalim Mesachomesh. If a person eats Truma less than the Kizayis of Truma, he pays the Karen but not the Chomesh. Say Chidami, Idilas Pe Shavu Pruta, Karen Nami Lola Shalim. If it's not worth the Shavu Pruta either, he shouldn't even pay the Karen. Vidis Pe Shavu Pruta, Chomesh Nami Lishalim. And if it is worth the Shavu Pruta, he should have to pay the Chomesh as well. So says Mer Leon, Dis Pe Shavu Pruta. It is worth the Shavu Pruta. Vafilu Hachi, Kibin the Les Pe Kizayis, Mishalim Mesakarin Venim Mishalim Mesachomesh. But still, since it's worth less than the Kizayis, you pay the Karen, not the Chomesh. Amur Rabban Kamed Rav Papa had the lo ka Abba Sha'ul. So the Rabban said this in front of Rav Papa that this is against Abba Sha'ul. The Ika Abba Sha'ul ha'amar kivin sheyesh b'shavu pruta afagav delas b'gzayis. Abba Sha'ul would say that if it's worth a shavu pruta, you pay Karen v'chomesh. I don't care if it's a gzayis or not. So Amul Rav Papa would say, no, not so fast to assume that it's against Abba Sha'ul. Afilu teima Abba Sha'ul, Abba Sha'ul tarta ba'i. You could even assume that it's going like Abba Sha'ul. Maybe Abba Sha'ul doesn't say that you need Dafka only a shavu pruta, maybe saying you need both. That you need both a pruta and a kazayas in order to be chayv the karen v'chomesh. Frightening more, mi baya abishol tarti, vatanan abishol lomera sheish b'shavu pruta chayv b'at shumin, ashe em b'shavu pruta, ain't a chayv b'at shumin, that it all depends on shavu pruta. Amr lo amr shavu pruta, linin mi ila b'vad, al v'truma, ain't a chayv at sheibo kazayas. And the chama said back to him that no, that shavu pruta is only a din by mi'ila, but by truma, it's all a din in kazayas. V'im isa, but if abishol held that you need both, Kivan Shieshbo Kazayas mi Bailey. It should have said not Ad Shieshbo, Kivan Shieshbo Kazayas. That if it's a Shavu Pruta and since it has a Kazayas as well. So Tiyufta. So that's a Tiyufta on the suggestion that Abba Sha'ul requires both a Kazayas and a Shavu Pruta. Abba Sha'ul does not hold that one requires both a Kazayas and a Shavu Pruta. And now the Gemara next step is going to show that even Rav Papa changes mind. That Va'af Rav Papa Hadabe, even Rav Papa changes mind. How to understand Abba Sha'ul. We'll get to that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.